So there was no access, no ability for the public to access it per the legally required. We do have a policy about posting on the website, I am concerned to know that we did this on June 9th, and I was not aware of this. But so I protest. I believe that this is not according to Chapter 21 and therefore not a legitimate meeting. So I'll be leaving the meeting now.
Okay, may the record show that we did contact the county attorney's office and spoke both to the Story County attorney and our civil attorney, and they were in agreement that the meeting had been posted. It was on our website, and that we could go ahead and hold the meeting. I would also point out that all three supervisors were here on the June 9th meeting. So, election report. Lucy Martin.
Two special elections were held on September 8th, one for the Nevada Community School District, which is wholly contained in Story County. Can you turn your mic on, please? And one in for Collins Maxwell District. Well, this is a two-tier canvas because Collins Maxwell goes into other counties.
Do you need a mic?
I'm fine. So what the resolution today is to certify the turnout from all elections for voters who cast a ballot in Story County, and then also the public measure for the Nevada School District, which passed. Next Tuesday, we'll have a second tier canvas for the Collins Maxwell results because Polk County is certifying its results today for Collins Maxwell, and those will be included. Those need to be included to certify the public measure in Collins Maxwell. So, three provisional ballots were cast in this election. One was counted, two did not cure them by bringing in the required documentation. That's probably due to the fact that the bond passed overwhelmingly, and we do kind of see that when things are going the way probably the voter wanted them to go, they don't feel the need to cure that. Everybody who cast a provisional ballot is informed by letter as to what happens within their ballot. Any questions for me? I do want to point out we did a trial run on our precinct or polling place sanitation, which we're planning for the general election. And what we do is when we pick up equipment on Wednesday, we coordinate. We're using a local vendor called IGH, and they come in and they sanitize the area where we have election workers and voters. And they also go in and sanitize all the high touch areas. So this has allowed us to give a small level of comfort to all of our polling places in Story County. We are guests to all those places, and we want to be good guests when we're there for elections.
Okay. So next Tuesday we will have the Collins Maxwell.
Right. We'll certify the results of that public measure. That will be resolution 21-22.
Okay. Again,
will be prior to the regular
scheduled
board
meeting.
And it will be
current. Thank you. Okay. Is there any questions? Any further discussion? No. And I would entertain a motion for approval of resolution number 21.21.
So moved.
And I second. No further discussion. Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Resolution is adopted. Would you like to make the motion?
Oh, yes. I would move to declare the canvas complete and certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdiction.
Second. Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We've certified the results. And I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, Hedden.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. We are adjourned.